We're back here in Texas, but we are also going to be talking with Randy Robinson and Laura Jones, who work for the National Conservation Training Center in West Virginia. Good morning, Randy and Laura.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Ann.
Good to be with you. We're here in West Virginia at the National Conservation Training Center. We're on a 530-acre campus right along the banks of the Potomac River, about 70 miles west of Washington, D.C. And Laura and I are going to tell you a little bit about the training center and the Fish and Wildlife Service. I'll start off with the training center. As I mentioned, we're really like a college campus, and our mission here is conserving natural resources through learning. We offer many different courses to both federal and state agencies, everything from wildlife biology to aquatic biology. So we have a wide range of folks coming into NCTC. We have four lodges that they stay in here, and just to give you an idea of the importance of that we place on learning about conservation, our four lodges were named after our conservation heroes, people that you'll see some videotape of, perhaps, or you know a little bit about, like Rachel Carson, who wrote Silent Spring and brought on the modern environmental movement. Aldo Leopold, the father of the science of game management. Ding Darling, famous cartoonist, who drew many cartoons back in the 30s that made people aware of serious environmental problems like the Dust Bowl back then. And our newest lodge, named after the Muries, Olus and Marty Murie, famous conservationists up in Alaska who spent their lives doing great work up in Alaska and were responsible for many of the refuges, national wildlife refuges, that we have up there now.
Well, we really appreciate you and Laura being with us this morning, Randy. I know we're going to hear more from Laura in a few minutes, but right now we've got to go to a great game show. Thanks very much.
Okie doke.